أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمن الصلاة وآتين الزكاة وأطعن الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. صدق الله العظيم. From the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the azwaj mutahharat, the noble wives of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had said that they are not like other women. In other words, they have surpassed the ranks and the status of other women, provided they had taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them by way of a prohibition was فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ, that do not speak softly in such a manner that your voice alert others, because those who are sick in their hearts will be then inclined towards it. But when you speak, then you will speak in a manner of intelligence, and whatever you say obviously will be words of intelligence. Continuing with that, those instructions, some are commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, others are prohibitions. And this is not unique and only confined to the Azwajul Mutahharat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, but this is in actual fact applies to each and every woman of this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, and remain in your homes. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this command to them, and the command is a general command, but obviously it does not mean that now they will never ever be able to leave their homes, because in the next statement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَىٰ, and do not display, in other words, yourselves, do not display your beauty like how the people of the former Jahiliyyah used to display their beauty. So the fact is that it doesn't mean now that a woman will remain at home, and even at home she will not be able to display her beauty for her husband, but it becomes quite evident that when you leave the home, and that will be because of some necessity, either a personal necessity or some shari'i necessity, then you will be able to leave your home. But when you do so, then you will not display yourselves. In other words, you will have yourselves covered. Some ayats later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah ta'ala instructs him to say to all the believers, to his daughters and to his wives, in other words, the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that when they leave their homes, they will have to be adequately covered. So we will do that at that particular stage. But for now, it will suffice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given even the Azwajul Mutahharat that amount of permission, that if there is some need or necessity, then they will be able to leave their homes. And we found that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken them for Hajj. We will read in the various narrations and hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would travel in the various expeditions, in the various battles, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the Azwajul Mutahharat with him, one or few of them, and that also shows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also understood that they will also be able to leave their homes. They will be able to leave their homes for Hajj, for Umrah, for any other form of ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to visit their parents, to visit sick relatives, to go to those homes of those people who are close to them when there is a loss of life, when somebody has passed away, to offer their condolences, etc. And we even found after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had passed away, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also made arrangements for the Azwajul Mutahharat to go for Hajj. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu were in charge of them. And in this way, we find that from the practices of the Azwajul Mutahharat, from practices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, the Khulafa'i Rashideen, we find that it is permissible, but obviously they will not make themselves, they will not display themselves and make a show of themselves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تبرج الجاهلية الأولى, like the former jahiliyat, in other words, the pre-Islamic era, at that time when women would go out on the streets, they would go out displaying their beauty, adorned and embellished and showing out themselves, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had restricted that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited that. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some general commands, وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ, then establish your salat, وَأَتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ, and also give out your zakah, وَأَتِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and become obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in these commands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them, but Allah Rabbul Izzat has kept this command general, that these last part for each and every human being, each and every ummati of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the males and the females, all of us will have to perform our salat, all of us will have to give our zakat, all of us will have to become obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Specifically here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the Azwaj al-Mutahharat to show us that no matter how close they were to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were not given any leeway or any concession in the Shariat. They would also have to fulfill these ahkam and these laws. And concluding this ayat here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes from you rijs. Now rijs has different meanings. One meaning of rijs will mean sin, and in the general sense it means filth, dirt, something that is impure. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove every form of impurity from you, whether it is an impurity with regards to the inner self of a human being, whether it is regarding the impurities of the outer self of a person by way of one's actions, etc. That is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is desired to cleanse you. And then Allah says, Ahl al-Bayt, O household of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here we can see the ayats before this, the ayats after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mothers of the believers, and hence it is quite clear that they are also part of the Ahl Bayt, they are also part of the household of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we will also say that they are not the only Ahl Bayt, because we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he referred to all of them as his Ahl Bayt also. So we will say that the Azwaj and all the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be regarded as the Ahl Bayt, the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not as others have claimed, that the Ahl Bayt only refers to Sayyidina Ali, to Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but it refers also to the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse you an absolute cleanliness. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will totally purify you, because you are in the household of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.